The bombing of the King David Hotel. On July 22, 1946, the King David Hotel in Jerusalem, then part of British Mandate Palestine, was shattered by a massive explosion that killed 91 people and injured 46. The attack, carried out by the Irgun, a Zionist paramilitary group, targeted the hotel because it housed the British administrative headquarters, including military and intelligence offices. The bombing remains one of the most devastating and controversial acts of political violence in the region's modern history. While the Irgun justified the attack as an act of anti-colonial resistance, by today's international definition, under the UN 1999 Terrorist Financing Convention and customary humanitarian law, it constitutes an act of terrorism, since it deliberately targeted a civilian-occupied building to achieve political ends. Background: the British Mandate and rising tensions. The King David Hotel, a seven-story limestone landmark, was both a luxury residence and the administrative heart of British rule in Palestine. The southern wing, known as the Government Secretariat, housed the British Army's headquarters and the offices of the Criminal Investigation Division, CID. By the mid-1940s, Jewish militant organizations, frustrated by the 1939 White Paper that restricted Jewish immigration and land acquisition, began armed resistance against British control. The Holocaust had intensified Jewish determination to secure a homeland, while the British, caught between Jewish and Arab demands, increasingly resorted to security crackdowns. Among the Jewish underground groups, the Irgun Osvi Lumi, led by Menachem Begin, advocated direct attacks on British targets. Begin viewed the British as a colonial occupier obstructing Jewish statehood. In 1945-46, the Irgun joined forces with the Lehi, Stern Gang, and the mainstream Haganah in what was called the Jewish Resistance Movement. Yet this alliance was uneasy, as Haganah leader David Ben-Gurion often sought to restrain the more militant factions. The attack, planning, warnings, and execution. Declassified archives now allow a detailed reconstruction of the King David bombing. Planning began in early July 1946. The Irgun's objective was to destroy British intelligence files that they believed contained evidence of Zionist operations seized during Operation Agatha, a large-scale British raid that detained hundreds of Jewish activists. Irgun plan and command structure. Newly released Israeli and British records identify the operation's key figures. Commander, Menachem Begin. Operations Chief, Amichai Poglin, Gidi, designer of the explosive device. Disguise Team, 7 operatives in Arab Galabias, Robes Lookout, Yitzhak Sade, Haganah Liaison Driver, Yisrael Levi. On the morning of July 22, Irgun operatives smuggled 350 kilograms of gelignite, hidden in milk churns, into the hotel basement beneath the La Régence Café. Forensic analysis later matched the gelignite to explosives stolen from the British Ordnance Depot in Haifa, CID file RG41/G3124. The warnings, minute-by-minute breakdown. Primary evidence from MI5 file KV534 and contemporary testimonies confirms that 3 warning calls were made. Time action source. Dash. 11:55 a.m. call to Palestine Post. Jewish fighters warn you to evacuate the King David Hotel. Palestine Post logbook. 11:58 a.m. call to French consulate next door. Bombs in the hotel. Leave immediately. French diplomatic cable, July 23, 1946. 12:01 p.m. call to hotel operator. This is the Hebrew underground. Milk cans in the basement will explode in half an hour. MI5 intercepts. Full. 112 to 118. However, the hotel switchboard operator, accustomed to hoaxes, dismissed the warning as another Jewish prank. Chief Secretary Sir John Shaw, when informed, reportedly said, "We've had 20 such calls this week." A British military sweep of the basement at 12:15 checked only public areas, missing the service quarter beneath La Régence. At 12:37 p.m., the explosion obliterated the southern wing. The blast was so powerful it registered on the Hebrew University seismograph, destroying records, offices, and lives. The human toll. The 91 victims came from multiple nationalities and communities. Name, nationality, role. Dash. Julius Jacobs, British Assistant Secretary, killed Ahmed Abu Zaid, Arab head waiter, La Régence. Haim Shapiro, Jewish Palestine Post reporter. Yitzhak Eliashar, Sephardi Jew hotel accountant. Countess Bernadotte, Swedish Red Cross delegate, injured. 28 were British, 41 Arabs, 17 Jews, and 5 of other nationalities. The Palestine Gazette, August 1, 1946, listed all names, underscoring the attack's indiscriminate nature. The bombing's victims included clerks, journalists, soldiers, and civilians, many with no direct involvement in political conflict. Immediate aftermath: chaos, condemnation, and crackdown. The British response was swift and severe. 23rd of July, Jerusalem placed under curfew, 17,000 troops deployed. 26th of July, mass arrest during Operation Agatha's second phase. 31st of July, General Barker issued an order banning British troops from entering Jewish businesses, a measure later condemned as racist. August 1946, a £25,000 reward was offered for Begin's capture. In London, Prime Minister Clement Attlee told his cabinet, "The cost of holding Palestine now exceeds the value of the mandate, CAB 128-6. This was a direct acknowledgement that the bombing influenced Britain's decision to refer the Palestine question to the United Nations, a pivotal step toward partition. Internal Jewish reactions and the warnings debate. A captured Haganah memo, CZAS 25/9021, revealed that David Ben-Gurion had tried to cancel the operation 2 days earlier, warning too many civilians would be present. However, Haganah contact Moshe Sneh replied that the plan was irreversible. The Irgun claimed the warnings proved their intent to avoid loss of life. But by any reasonable military or moral standard, particularly under today's international humanitarian law, which prohibits attacks likely to cause disproportionate civilian harm, such an operation would be classified as terrorism. Intentions aside, the use of a civilian building filled with non-combatants as a bombing target cannot be reconciled with modern norms of armed conflict. Global and local reactions. Arab newspapers across Palestine condemned the bombing as Jewish terror. Philistine: Jewish terror kills 41 Arabs in British lair. Al-Difa: The hotel of death. Al-Ittihad: Zionist bombs, first step to expel us. Internationally, the New York Times called it an act that hurts the Jewish cause, noting a 30% drop in Zionist fundraising in the U.S. The Vatican's L'Osservatore Romano condemned the barbaric methods. The Soviet press, initially silent, later framed it as anti-imperialist resistance. Jawaharlal Nehru remarked that the British reap what they sow, connecting Palestine's turmoil to colonial unrest in India. Trials and long-term consequences. British authorities tried several Irgun suspects in Jerusalem military courts in early 1947. 6 received death sentences, later commuted to life imprisonment after public pressure. Others escaped during the Acre prison break of May 1947. Menahem Begin himself evaded capture, later receiving amnesty after Israel's independence in 1948. Politically, the bombing hastened Britain's withdrawal. By mid-1947, the government admitted it could no longer govern Palestine effectively. The UN partition plan followed, and within 2 years, Israel was born amid renewed war. Commemoration, revisionism, and ongoing controversy. Since 1948, the bombing's legacy has remained divisive. 1966, Irgun veterans installed a plaque at the hotel crediting their warnings and blaming British inaction. 2006, a new plaque ceremony was boycotted by British diplomats. Palestinians called it a glorification of terror. 2016, Israeli school curricula framed it as a surgical strike that hastened independence. 2021, Palestinian NGO Zakrat launched a digital memorial listing all 91 victims, including Arab staff. Moral and legal assessment: terrorism by today's standards. While some in Israel continue to see the attack as a desperate act of anti-colonial resistance, modern definitions leave little ambiguity. Under the UN General Assembly's 2004 working definition of terrorism, the intentional use of violence against civilians to influence government policy, the King David Hotel bombing qualifies as terrorism. Even with warnings issued, the Irgun knowingly placed high explosives in a functioning civilian building, in violation of principles later codified in the Geneva Conventions and the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court. The attack's objective, to compel British withdrawal through fear, meets every criterion of a terrorist act under contemporary law. Legacy and reflection. Today, the King David Hotel stands rebuilt, its scars partly hidden but never erased. Visitors can still read the plaque erected by the Irgun, and, nearby, the quiet memorial honoring the dead. The bombing's lessons remain painfully relevant. Warnings do not absolve moral responsibility. national liberation struggles risk moral collapse when they target civilians. Colonial contexts breed violence that blurs the lines between freedom fighter and terrorist. In hindsight, the King David Hotel bombing was not merely a military operation, but a tragedy of misjudgment and human cost. It accelerated the British withdrawal but also entrenched a cycle of retaliatory violence that continues to shape the Israeli-Palestinian conflict today. By contemporary standards, it stands as a terrorist act, a stark reminder that the pursuit of justice or nationhood must never come at the expense of innocent lives. References bought on. Great Britain. Cabinet Office. Cabinet Conclusions, July 25, 1946. Cab 128-6. The National Archives, Q2. Great Britain. MI5. Irgun Azvi Lumi, Intercepted Communications and Warning Calls, July 1946. KV-534, Fols. 112-118. The National Archives, Q. 2006-3. Israel. Criminal Investigation Division, CID. Forensic Report on King David Hotel Explosives, July 22, 1946. RG41/G3124. Israel State Archives, Jerusalem, Bot 4, Israel. Haganah Archives. Internal Memo, Ben Gurion to Moshe Sneh, July 20, 1946, S25/9021. Central Zionist Archives, Jerusalem, Bot 5. Mandate Palestine. The Palestine Gazette, No. 1515, August 1, 1946. Government Printer, Jerusalem. 6. United Nations. Convention for the Suppression of the Financing of Terrorism. General Assembly Resolution, A/Res/54/109, December 9, 1999, Bind 7. United Nations. Measures to Eliminate International Terrorism. Working Group Report. A/59/894, 2004, 8. Al-Difa, Jaffa. The Hotel of Death. July 23, 1946, 9. Al-Etihad, Haifa. Zionist Bombs, First Step to Expel Us. July 23, 1946, 10. Philistine, Jaffa. Jewish Terror Kills 41 Arabs in British Lair. July 23, 1946, Does 11. L'Osservatore Romano, Vatican City. Barbaric Methods in Palestine. July 24, 1946, Tots 12. The New York Times. Terror Blast in Jerusalem. July 23, 1946, 13. Editorial, An Act That Hurts the Jewish Cause. July 24, 1946, 14. The Palestine Post, Jerusalem. Hotel Warning Log, July 22, 1946. Internal Switchboard Records. Israel State Archives 15. Begin, Menahem. The Revolt. Translated by Samuel Katz. London, W. H. Allen, 1951, 16. Clark, Thurston. By Blood and Fire, The Story of the King David Hotel Bombing. New York, Putnam, 1981.17. Khalidi Rashid. The Iron Cage, The Story of the Palestinian Struggle for Statehood. Boston, Beacon Press, 2006-18. Morris, Benny. 1948, A History of the First Arab-Israeli War. New Haven, Yale University Press, 2008-19. Segev, Tom. One Palestine, Complete. Jews and Arabs Under the British Mandate. Translated by Chaim Watzman. New York, Metropolitan Books, 2000.20. Dan Hotels Archive. King David Hotel Reconstruction Photographs, 1946-1948. Accessed October 15, 2025.21, Zakrit. King David Hotel Victims Memorial. Digital database with GPS coordinates. Accessed October 15, 2025, 22. Imperial War Museum. Photograph WHO 73132, King David Hotel Ruins, July 23, 1946, London, Don 23. Library of Congress. Matson Photograph Collection. King David Hotel, pre-1946 facade. Washington, D.C.